Be of the W. This is the podcast for April 12th. Today will be a solo project since we've had some conflicting scheduling. We will be ready for Friday the 13th. And of course, Fridays means what a vaca, and can't wait to talk it up with Art. I wanted to thank Zoe Yours Truly, that's at Zoe Yours Truly on Twitter, for letting us interview him and give us his thoughts on the UFC. Very interesting stuff. I really appreciate it. I hope you guys liked it as well. The first thing I'd like to talk about today is, you know, tax season is coming. And it just goes to show you, what do you spend your tax refund on? To those who actually do get a refund, do you go out and splurge? Do you save it? What do you do with that? And it just kind of goes to show you how rich people, if you look at their spending habits, time after time, you will see that they wear the same clothes or they wear the same uniform. They don't like to spend too much money on their wardrobe. We see this in Steve Jobs and Zuckerberg. They just wear t-shirts and jeans and that's about it. Every suit that they wear is black and a white tie. A black suit, white shirt, and a tie. Very minimalistic, very simple. And they're billionaires. Billions and billionaires. And most people who dress up or who are flashy and all of that are poor people who are showing off their Prada bags, their Hermes bags, their shoes. And it's kind of funny that you would spend $10,000-$15,000 on a purse, yet you're scraping the change in between couch cushions to make ends meet. And this is kind of a little bit of an example of what's been going on. If you go to our website, Vaca of the World, or via the W.com, and you will see some of these stories, you'll see that Moshimo is selling a plastic dry cleaning bag dress for $735. So, when you go get your clothes done at the dry cleaners, they bring it back in a little plastic bag, and it usually has a little hanger with it says "I love my cleaners" or something like that. Very simple. And these guys are paying $735 just for this quote unquote dress. Something that you could probably go spend $3 on getting your secondhand coat dry cleaned, and then just take the bag off your garment and just wear it, and you could be saving yourself roughly $675 worth of charges as well. So this Moshimo this Moshimo dress just absolutely nuts. Kind of shows you how dumb you could actually get fooled into the emperor's new clothes. There's also a designer bag, and it's a plastic selling bag. So it's a bag. It just looks like an ordinary grocery bag that is selling for $590. If you guys could actually picture what $590 would buy you at the dollar store, you would probably get three or four of those bags and just be able to keep those and save yourself a lot of effort. If you're somebody who could tell what this plastic bag is out in public, you, my friend, are a loser. I mean, yeah, you don't go around looking at people's plastic bags and saying, "Oh, wow, he went to Whole Foods. Oh, wow, he's at the 99-cent store. Oh, wow, he just came from Neiman Marcus," or wherever the hell they're selling this bag. It's just absolutely dumb. You know, what's next? What are they going to start charging $600 for? IKEA pencils or, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken sporks? This is almost as dumb as when they had the trend of leaving the tag on the hats and on the clothes. And you would go around wearing clothes with tags and stuff. It's just absolutely crazy. What's next as well? Wearing inspected or guaranteed by Inspector 5 little stickers. Yes. These guys, whoever these designers are, need to pair up with Payless Shoe Source or some discount clothier and start using their products so you could have idiots raising the prices on Pro Wings or something like that. And man, it's just absolutely nuts what these people go through in order to do that. Again, if you consider yourself a fashionista and you're like, oh wow, I can't believe that guy has that $500 grocery bag, you are a loser. These past, I would say, 2-3 years, the word millennial has come into play big time. And it has started to have a negative connotation. And kids are being less and less kids. They're more adult at a younger age. They have more adult palates as far as entertainment goes. They are no longer kids who have collections. I remember Art and his brothers and myself. We would go around collecting baseball cards, football cards. What helped us with that was we were able to organize things and keep them and treasure them. And in a way, we were learning stats. We were learning value of cards. We were enjoying a hobby outside of computers, tablets, and all of that. And those hardcore values have been eroding really bad. And you could see kids now, which have the attention span of a lobotomized mosquito. They're not doing anything, and they are collecting things that, MP3s or anything like that. I remember Art's brother and I would have CD collections and, let me see a clipping that I found in the trash of a naked girl. Just overall things like that. And there's this kid, there's a community that helped out a kid who, you know what? He had a rock collection. And when I was growing up, kids with rock collections were kids with asthma, kids with who had like zero athletic ability, kids we would actually pick on and bully because they couldn't do anything physical. And at that time, I thought, man, these kids are nerds, and what a tool looking for fucking rocks and talking about geology and stuff like that. But the older I get and the more disconnected I see the youth becoming with actual reality, I could see, man, like, you know what, this kid at least is picking up rocks, he's out there, he's enjoying it, and he had a rock collection. His name was Judah Tyron, he was 13, and he had a rock collection, and it was about $6,000 to $8,000 of minerals, of rocks, were actually stolen, along with some of the donations, because he started like a rock museum. And when word got out, when the news got out, he has received about $7,000 in GoFundMe donations, and has been getting replacement rocks from other people, organizations. And you know what? It's good to hear that, you know, there's still people out there who appreciate the fine art of collecting, and good on him. And I just, what kind of a piece of crap is going around stealing a kid's rock collection along with the little donations he had for it? And it's good to see that there's a community out there backing him. The last story that I want to share with you guys before taking off is a Bikini Airline. And this Bikini Airline is in Vietnam. So it's like a Southwest discount Vietnamese airline. And it's really weird. It's been getting a little bit of flack. It's a little bit of flack because they've done a little bit of few stunts. This airline is a brainchild of a woman worth around $3 to $3.4 billion, and is the second richest person in Vietnam. I mean, that has something to say about that. They grew to the second largest airline of the country within a short time, and they did a very aggressive, almost sexist marketing. In 2012, they had 5 female bikini-clad flight attendants take part in mid-flight dancing, posing, and they had a beauty pageant as well as contestants. So you're going from Hanoi to whatever other Vietnamese country, and in the middle of the air, a bikini contest breaks out. So because of the racy marketing along with these type of stunts, they've grown to the second largest local airline in Vietnam. I've been to Vietnam, and Vietnam is a beautiful country. They have a lot of influence from the French. Ho Chi Minh City has millions and millions and millions, it seems, of little tricycles and bicycles and all of that. But it's very fast forward. The party scene was great. I loved it very much. And I would go there again. One of the nice things about Vietnam too was they had very nice clothiers. So they had nice threads. I had custom-made shirts, pants, everything. And then of course I quickly went to lose 100 pounds, so I had to give those away fairly quickly. So the next thing you would probably ask yourself, well, if they went bikini-less, bikini attendants, maybe there should be a naked airline. Well, lo and behold, there is a naked airline. There is a tour company in Germany who specializes in passengers going buck naked. So the people come in, they come in dressed, they go through customs, they get on the plane and all of that. And after it takes off, they get out and they just strip naked, and they're walking around naked, and they're nudist, they're open. Everybody's having a good time. They're drinking. It doesn't seem like they're fornicating. It just means they're just naked. But the sad part is that, like we've talked in the past, most of the time when you have nudists and naked people, it's the last people you want to see on Earth naked. And from the pictures that I found, yes, it was a very nasty, flabby occasion at 50,000 feet. And it wasn't that good, so you can keep your money and please keep your clothes on as well. Other than that, that will be it for today. Later on this week, there'll be Friday the 13th, meaning Vodka of the World, and a special edition of Vodka of the World, meaning it's going to be an ominous and unlucky 13 as well. So until then, thank you for listening. You folks have a great day. Please like our page on vodkaoftheworld.com or at Vodka of the World. And you can reach our brother Art at Twitter. He is Art the Podcaster. That's A-R-T, the letter D, Podcaster. And other than that, I say V of the W.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.